Hey, welcome to our podcast. We are a middle school known as Nomad, based in San Francisco. We are a mobile middle school that started in 2015. My name is Ben Welty. I am a 13-year-old who lives in San Francisco. I make music on a music platform known as GarageBand, a free app from Apple and Mac. I mainly like working on genres known as chill and electronic dance music, EDM for short. I usually like mixing the two genres together to make a sort of harmony. And now, with my latest song, Core, I can show that here on radio. And now, here is Core. This song is my best work because it both took me about 3 weeks to make, and also it somehow shows the relationship between the bass and everything except that's all.
This is a song called Ark by Zookeepers. The awesome thing about this song is it's non-copyright. Now I'm going to shut up and let you listen to this awesome song. Again, I like this song because it has a voice that's super high-pitched and electronic. It also has lots of synth, and that sounds amazing in my opinion. Now we're going on to the next guy.
Good job. He's great. He's got it. Hi, my name is Sophia, and I will be debating with which is worse, lice or ticks. All right. Should we play some background music? So, my first topic, well, first thing that I'm going to say is that lice infects your scalp.
And I'm Christy, but I'm going to be reading some of the arguments that Nairi wrote about why ticks are worse than lice. Ticks spread diseases like Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. It's pretty awful to get a disease from a bug.
You have to watch everything you own if you get lice.
Well, you have to pull a tick out if you get a tick.
Lice spreads easily and can lay 10 eggs a day.
Ticks get much bigger than lice. Ticks can get up to 2.7 millimeters big.
Lice move fast, and you often can't see them. Although you can see their eggs, but by then it's too late.
You don't have to be outside very long to get a tick on you. It can happen super, super fast.
Itchy scalps can be very annoying. And you need to be in a tick's habitat, whereas lice you can get in any habitat.
I just got so excited to baiting you. Ticks are part of the arthropods family.
Lice can come from just trying on a hat or touching hair.
When you get a tick on you, it hurts a lot to get it off.
Lice irritates your scalp.
Ticks, I think, are just a bummer because it feels scary to get a tick, to see it crawling inside of your skin.
Lice have no sympathy.
Well, that's all I've got on the tick side of this debate. Do you have anything left, Sophia?
Oh yes, a lot. Lice have sticky feet to stick onto your hair. So gross. Lice are tiny and hard to see. Lice move fast, but you often can't see them. Ticks may kill you, but lice torture you until you die for other reasons. Many rich people plucked hair off their body to prevent lice. When you get lice, it's hard to access bathing or clean clothes. And sometimes, even when you wash your clothes, the lice is still there. And lice can cause typhus, a bad disease. Lice lives on blood, so you're very unlucky to get it. If you get a tick, you only get one. If you get lice, you get millions. Mwahaha! If you rub in lice poop, you can get typhus.
Well, those are a lot of really good arguments, Sophia, and I'm feeling a little bit torn now, but I'm still gonna come back to the best argument of all. Ticks spread disease. And there were some I didn't mention before that Nairi researched, like tularemia and ehrlichiosis. I'm not sure how to say that one, though.
Well, this is all I got, but I know that all of these reasons, 19 reasons why lice are worse than ticks.
I think we're going to have to let our listeners decide for themselves. Handshake?
Handshake.
And now we're handing it over to Nir, who's going to play something on the piano for us.
All right.
Is this the one? Yes, this is the one. Okay, I'm going to do piano. You're probably going to know this one. It's by Scott.
I haven't played it in a while, so I'm not perfect.
In a while, so yeah, but
who's next?
And next up is gonna be Annie playing some Tom Petty.
So I'd like to bring some respect
to a great music artist that just passed. His birthday would have been... Oh, forget that part. Well, I'd just like to pay some respect to Tom Petty. Here's his song, Free Fallen.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Cisco, and I also make songs like what Ben was talking about, and you can find my songs at soundcloud.com/emceecisckid. That's my SoundCloud, soundcloud.emceecisckid. And yeah, The song I am presenting is called Hippie Circle. The name's Hippie Circle. It might be as sad as our name, but it's an amazing song in general. I bring you what could possibly be one of my favorite songs of 2017, Hippie Circle by Homework. Now that the song is over, I would enjoy explaining the overall idea of how the song, in my opinion, is great. First of all, I want you to think of what the song's instruments contains. Like as if in the middle of a desert, a tribe of some sort pulled out a Kontakt 5, a popular synthesizer, and started some sort of rave party closely related to Burning Man. Exactly like Burning Man, with all the waving and dust everywhere. Better with the name being called Hippie Circle. Thank you.
Does this work? So, this next one is Mir and Nairi, and they're gonna sing a song together.
Cool. Okay. Mama, give me some. Mama, give me some Cheetos. Some Cheetos. Mama, give me some. Mama, give me some donuts. Some donuts. Mama, give me some. Mama, give me some cookies. Some cookies. Mama, give me some. Mama, give me some Cheetos. Some donuts. Some cookies. Some junk food! Mama, give me some. Mama, give me some Oreos. Some Oreos. Mama, give me some. Mama, give me some candy canes. Some candy canes. Mama, give me some. Mama, give me some sodas. Some sodas. Mama, give me some. Mama, give me some Oreos, some candy canes, some sodas, some junk food!
And drinks.
Yay.
Siempre a las mujeres. Cachondo, dilo
B.
B Y E.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
This song was this was also mixed by me and Ben.
And oh, also go to my dad. Students. Go to my dad's bird website. It's called Photo Bird or something.
Yes, most of us are. I don't know.
And you can see it's nithinchitlay.com, and you can see birds. Me and him, I'm gonna put my pictures up there soon. But yeah, me and him takes pictures from Australia, Barbados, Canada, Mexico, Iceland, South Korea, India, the Netherlands. I don't know, stuff like that. Okay, goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Long tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a patter? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cow, honey.
If you're looking for a personal injury lawyer in San Francisco, look no further than Francis J. Shaheda. Mr. Shaheda did an amazing job with my case. First, he informed the courts about my case that had not been scheduled or submitted yet, despite the language on the citation. I was so confused and afraid of the legal system, but he did it all for me. He communicated promptly via email with any of my questions. I was afraid of an enormous fine for a small infraction, as well as a criminal offense on my record, but he spoke to the DA to have my case removed from criminal court and put into the community court system. I am so overwhelmingly happy with the results he generated and would recommend him to anyone with legal issues. This is a personal first-person narrative because Francis J. Shaheda helped me personally, helped Mutiny Radio. Go to him for personal injury issues. You can email him at www.personalinjuryattorneyfjs.com. Again, the law office of Francis J. Shaheda in San Francisco.
An awesome and underground space for an event? Look no further than MutinyRadio.fm. Our 30-seat flexible space can accommodate your acoustic band, birthday party, comedy show, dance party, karaoke super fun, theater event, fundraiser. If you think it, we can do it. You run the door and promotion, we run the sound, space, and podcast. Rentals available Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10 at Mutiny Radio FM's performance space at 2781 21st Street in the Deep Mission at 21st in Florida. Contact Pam at pamsadai@hotmail.com for more options and booking dates. Incredible socialist prices so you can be creative in a free speech space without breaking the bank. That's Mutiny Radio Rentals every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10. Book your event now.
Trying to hurt me, but boy, how it burns me whenever she touched me. And oh, I feel so lucky. Oh.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny? Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shit. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dang nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499. The Night Space brings you High Time Story Time every Wednesday night from 10 to midnight on Mutiny Radio. Listen to San Francisco's finest underground comedians read crazy stories written by me, Arden, on The Night Space. The Night Space featuring High Time Story Time every Wednesday night from 10 to midnight on Mutiny Radio. High Time Story Time Volume 1 now available on Amazon.com for Kindle and electronic download.
I'm Michael Spiegelman.
And I am Carl Not Spiegelman.
Join us every Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MutinyRadio.fm for...
Let's watch a full-length movie on...
YouTube. We watch the best movies that... aren't they good?
Well, they're chosen by
Here's
you.
His theme song again. Bye.
Okay, bye. Watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
Howdy, mutineers. It is I, Stolowitz, Dark Lord of the Sith, and several dive bars in San Jose. Every Tuesday night from 10 p.m. to midnight, join me in my quest to escape from the occult oubliette, a world of violence, intrigue, sexuality, mysticism, magic, and leftover spaghetti. Enjoy my insane rants about leftist causes, Midwestern witchcraft, the ascendancy of Skynet, and why neo-paganism is vastly overrated. I've got guests, music, comedy, and old Alan Watts lectures from the 70s. How can you resist? You can't! I put a spell on you! Ah! MutinyRadio.fm is an official shrine of the miraculous garlic of Mount Calvary. We are not associated with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, except on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Hope to see you there. Or hear you, I should say.
Hey, Zach Wiseman, you're a good comedian.
You know how I got good?
How did you get so great at comedy?
I got great at comedy. During Happy Hour.
Yeah, every Friday from 6 to 8 with new host Trina Roderick. It's where people go and sometimes they smell bad and sometimes they don't smell bad.
Mutiny Radio made me great. Mutiny Radio made me better than you.
And then you can be better than everyone else too. Every Friday from 6 to 8 on Happy Hour here at Mutiny Radio.
But you'll never be better than me. You'll never be better than me.
You never be better than Zach. And you also, it's a happy hour, but we don't have any alcohol. So it's happy-ish. But you're going to do comedy?
I'll do comedy.
And you're going to enjoy comedy. Just be an audience. Just come. It's free.
Yeah, I just drink in my car.
You could
like
drink.
Like a fucking adult.
Exactly. Drink around the corner somewhere else. Not here. But come to Happy Hour every Friday from 6 to 8 with Trina Roderick.
Yeah, do that.
Mutiny Radio!
Tell me what you think about your situation. Complication, aggravation. Is it getting to you? Then tune in live every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. to The Edge of Insanity with myself, Paul Brumbaugh,
Kit Marie,
Brandon Ray,
and Mistress Christine.
All on Mutiny Radio. That's right, PCRCollective.org. We'll see you there. We'll be right back.
Are you a stand-up comedian? Do you want to be in 25 shows in 5 days at Mutiny Radio in San Francisco? Well, now's your opportunity. Apply now for the Spark Presents 3rd Annual Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival, March 1st through 5th. That's 25 shows in 5 days featuring 40 comics from out of town, and one of those comedians could be you. Go to our website, www.mutinyradio.fm, and click on the submission form. Apply for the Spark Presents 3rd Annual Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. It's only $10, and you can apply right now through November 30th for 25 shows during 5 days, all streaming live, all podcast post, all Mutiny Radio, all the time. The 3rd Annual Spark Presents Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival 2018. Apply now.
Magnanimous.
Magnanimous.
Yeah, fine.
I'm being magnanimous today. I'm right in that kind of mood. I must reach out and touch the little people. The little person I'm touching today is you.
Well, I'm touched by your touching of me, the little person. Who exactly are you?
I sang the voice of a cat.
Of a cat.
Spelling the virtues of an excellent cat food. Yes, it was I.
It was
I
you.
Was that voice.
Well, could you sing a little bit of this right now?
Oh, yes. Are you ready?
I am all set.
All right. If you're sure that you're ready.
Yes, I'm absolutely sure I'm ready to go.
All right.
Okay.
Here I go.
Here we go.
Meow.
And I'd just like to welcome y'all to Afternoon Delight 6.9.
Did he just say 69?
Yeah, if you tuning in right now, you just on time.
Oh boy.
It's a podcast. I don't know, maybe you've heard of them. Perhaps you've been living under a rock, which brings me to, our hosts. We got Amanda Rocks.
Amanda Rocks!
Karaoke host from Oklahoma. Kind of makes me think of Okie from Muskogee. I think that was Merle Haggard. Anybody ever listen to Merle Haggard? We got Sarah Late Ass Sparkles. They've been calling her Late Ass Sparkles because she's on time to everything and sparkly. So y'all motherfuckers gotta stop listening to me and start listening to these two females. And I mean, they crazy, like, you know, batshit crazy. Get the kids to sitter, you know what I'm saying? Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Afternoon Delight 6.9 on Mutiny Radio. This is Amanda Rocks, and of course, my co-host Sarah Sparkles is late. And in studio today, I have... Say hi.
Hi. Hi, it's Pablo Yale. I'm back.
Yay. And also, we have...
Hey, hello, everybody. I'm Justin Ivey. How's it going?
Super fantastic.
Awesome.
And...
My name is Schwa Smith. Yeah. Hey.
Cam Ritt here.
Who?
Cam Ritt. Sorry, it's a very guttural sounds my name.
Okay. And?
Curtis Taylor the Third.
Nice to meet y'all. And I've met a few of you before, all except for Curtis here.
Hey.
Hey. So he's new. But otherwise, we've got our Santa Cruz comedian group here. Nice to have y'all.
Yeah. Right. Burger couldn't make it today, dude.
I saw that.
It's such a bummer.
Right?
Yeah.
What was up with that?
Well, I called him, better? And he was like, well, I got some DUI shit to take care of. So.
He's being an adult. An adulting. I get
being
that.
Being a bad boy.
In a way.
Bad boy, that's what he is.
All right. So, what do we have planned today? I brought some stuff. I know you brought some stuff.
Yes. I brought some sketches to do, or one sketch, rather. I brought all the comedians here. I drove again. Up Yay. From Santa Cruz. Curtis is a regular on the Santa Cruz open mic scene.
Yep.
But he comes from Stockton originally, but now he lives in Bakersfield.
I'm from San Jose.
You're from San Jose. Okay. Tell us more about yourself, Curtis, and your history in comedy.
I've been doing it for 6 years. I just got back from Alaska. Became a homeowner in Bakersfield. Oh, yeah.
What were you doing in Alaska?
You know, working, living life. I feel like it's a responsibility as a dude if you don't have kids and you're not in a relationship to like go to Alaska.
To go to Alaska? Okay.
That reminds me, I have to go to Alaska.
Yeah.
I was actually born there at an army hospital, but Curtis is actually doing manly stuff there.
Yeah, I gained like 40 pounds like fishing and working in canneries, and
you got a sick face scar too.
Yeah,
in Alaska, you don't know that's their state flower is the facial scar.
Mine's very emotionally based, but you can still see it.
Okay, all right. I've not heard that thing about going to Alaska. You know, I'm just like, it's got to be cold there. I'm good. I don't need to go.
It's like a California winter, except that's their summer. So. Yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't sound that bad.
It's super foggy, and yeah, it was pretty cool. I was on a boat.
On a boat?
Yeah, I was on a boat. They played that song like 8 times every day, but.
God damn.
What's the one from Step Brothers? Like
Boats and Hoes.
Boats and Hoes.
Well, I was like, yeah, the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Marina.
Yeah.
Do you on the bottom while you're drinking sangria? Yeah, I just watched that movie the other day. I love that movie.
I saw a Rage Against the Machine song too.
Really?
So many weird things have the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria in that order.
That's them in order.
Yeah.
Well, from the smallest to largest.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Those are the three sailing vessels on Columbus's expedition to the Americas.
I thought I was just going to, like, sit here today and, like, not learn shit.
That's what I do. I drink and I know things.
Don't you touch my monkey?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. What's up?
That's my phone. It says, want to touch my monkey. Want to touch my monkey. It says it a lot every time I get a text.
It's crazy.
In fact, that was Sarah Sparkles. Oh, it's not lighting up. Tell her. Okay, she says, pick up the damn phone. Well, it's not lighting up. Someone talk for a minute.
Pablo! All
right. I can talk for 1 minute. All right. So the drive was actually pretty good, decent on the way up from Santa Cruz. It's not nearly as rainy or thunderstormy as it's been the last 2 days. Although, if you're listening in
really
Florida,
the weather.
What's that?
You're talking about the goddamn weather in the drive. That's how you're filling time. Jesus,
are you shaving
Louise,
your pubes
dude.
In there? What was that?
That was my phone, actually.
Oh, nice day today, isn't it?
Yes, I was down on my knees.
Radio is kind of a, you know.
All right. It was completely professional. Amanda was down there legitimately doing business.
Should we talk about
You could not see
that?
It, but I had to get down on my knees. And, yeah, it looked kind of weird. But tell Sarah, call back. It's the light wasn't in the window. I can't tell when it's ringing. See?
Hold There's on. The light. There we go. Station phone.
All right. Caller. Afternoon Delight 6.9 on Mutiny Radio. Who's this?
Hi, Sarah Sparkles.
Hi, Sarah Sparkles.
Hi.
Where are you?
It's hard to get through to you guys.
Well, the light was on the floor. I had to just crawl on my knees underneath the whole control panel.
That's what they all say.
I have a dress on, too.
You do.
Hey, Sarah, you know what would be... I don't think we'd have any phone problems. You wouldn't have trouble getting in contact with us if you were here.
That's true.
I know. Wouldn't that be what a concept, right?
If yeah, you ever think about that?
Then it wouldn't be a problem. I know. I'm on my way. I've been a little sick, and so everything's kind of coming a little more difficult than it usually does. But I just wanted to be the first caller on our 3-hour show.
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah, I hope I am.
Yeah, so today we start at 3 o'clock.
Yes, but we're 3 hours long now. We're a little bit longer. Still just as wide.
Girthy.
I just wanted to say hi to everybody and that I'll be there soon. And I'm excited.
Okay, we'll get here.
All right.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
All right.
Bye.
Is she sparkling today or what?
I guess so.
She's always sparkling and she's always
sparkly.
That
she's
googly always eyes is my favorite one.
Do what?
I've said it before and I'll say it again. That googly eyed puss.
Should probably explain to Curtis.
What is that?
Oh yeah, we should save that. That's her story.
Well, no, she tells a lot. You tell me how you interpret her.
I don't want to mansplain her vagina to Curtis.
She likes to bedazzle it. She likes to bedazzle her vagina.
Yeah. It was a thing back when they were on the FCC free radio.
Yeah, she has not been so sparkly in that way here, but she still sparkles.
Yeah, like, even though you have like a bathroom like right adjacent to the studio,
but she'll be in there forever.
So she's like a glow stick down there, or like
sometimes.
Like googly eyes.
Sometimes it depends on what's on sale at the Dollar Tree that Saturday.
Right? Wait, there's like she puts eyes down there.
She did
it's
once.
Just stickers.
There's pictures.
Yeah. It was like for promotional. It was like a promotional thing, you know?
That's there's like proof. A weird like one night stand dude who's just going down there. I'm gonna go, wait, are you looking at me?
Eyeballs.
Yeah.
That's it. My eyes would be a great one. Oh, she should do that with like realistic eyeballs instead of googly eyes.
You know, that would be kinda weird and gross, but I'd let her do it.
You know what? There's people it's San Francisco, somebody's down for that.
Some people like golf, you know.
Right? All right, well, so can we have our next comedian introduce himself and tell him more about him?
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody. I'm Justin Ivey. I do stand up and tell the jokes and stuff. I'm pretty weird guy. It's kind of hard to describe myself. I don't know. I've been doing this for like 7 years and only very recently started getting into the darkness that lies in the heart of my soul.
I like darkness.
And that's a lot more entertaining than what I've been doing up to this point. So it's an exciting transitionary period for me.
I like the dark side.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a Degrassi character.
That's cool.
And what's Degrassi?
You never heard of Degrassi? It's the Canadian TV. It's like a teen drama.
Yeah. I think I was an adult when that came out. I think I already had children by the time that.
That's how Drake got on, dude.
It's Canadian Saved by
Drake
the Bell.
Drake was in a wheelchair.
I don't know this.
There was a school shooting.
I didn't know who Drake was until.
That show always had like some kid in a wheelchair. It was like a rotational thing.
It was like every episode was like an after school special where they had like a message.
Yeah, but it was chained together like a series of like 90210 episodes.
Yeah, there's like so weird. Like,
I'm glad I didn't watch that.
Yeah,
sorry.
Anybody who listens to Kevin Smith's podcast, you know, knows all about Degrassi because that's all he talks about on his podcast is Degrassi. It started off as like a junior high thing in the 80s. It was on like a lot of like public television stations all across the United States, and then it became Degrassi after that, you know.
Welcome back to Wikipedia Radio, everybody.
Man, I want to be on Wikipedia. I need someone to write a thing out so I can be on Wikipedia.
You can do it yourself.
I don't want to write it myself. Then that's kind of, you know.
Dude, yeah. Maybe she's too hot for that. I mean,
you know, use that, you know, that like talk to text. And then you can pretend you're doing karaoke, and you can just sing your biography into your phone.
No. I need the words to pop up. Just say it. Yeah. Okay. All right. So where are your shows at, Justin?
Mostly these days it's in Santa Cruz, but I've been trying to delve out a little bit further lately. We were going to do something up here, but we have to get back to Santa Cruz tonight for a show at the Blue Lagoon.
Aw.
Yep.
But, yeah, no, I've been getting over the hill more. I used to do a lot more out here, but then I had a baby, and that kind of slowed things down a bit.
That hurt?
Yeah, more than you would think, yeah. Because I don't have a vagina, and I had to squeeze it out of whatever hole was available.
Yeah.
Nice.
But, yeah, he's functional. I mean, me less so now, but, you know, I mean, it was worth it to bring him into the world.
That's so cool. I met Justin's kid the other day, and I had no idea. You would never know that he came out of Justin's
He's
beetle.
Normal?
Yeah. Yeah. You'd have no idea.
He's just a normal, beautiful, blonde, like, shy kid, you know? Justin's kid.
My oldest daughter just turned 21 yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
Dope.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Turned 21.
Yesterday?
Yesterday, September 13th.
If she's listening, have
and
a birthday.
She was actually in 1996. She was actually born the same day that Tupac died.
No way.
Whoa.
Now.
Yeah.
That's an awesome way to turn a tragedy into something beautiful.
Yeah. What if your daughter is Tupac? Like, you know that concept?
You know, reincarnated?
Yeah. When
transcendence.
When one door opens and the door
You
door
know,
opens.
We'll find out.
That old phrase.
I thought maybe she'd be the killer.
That's probably more likely. She's a villain. She is villainous. Like, she's like Lex Luthor.
Your daughter burst out of Tupac's chest.
Alien-ish, yeah. That's what I felt like being pregnant. I was like, I'm not doing the pregnant thing very well. It was so weird just having something moving around in there. And it's like, oh my God. And like, I kept waiting for the alien to pop out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't something beautiful for me. It was like, ugh, that's horrible.
I feel like my mom showed me Alien at a very inappropriate age. And I remember her being like, yeah, that's what it's like to be pregnant. I'm like 8 and terrified already. And then she's like putting that on top of it.
Wow.
That's good contraception, man.
That's how, no, that's how you fuck your kid up, dude. That's how you get, that's how you make your kid gay and on the radio right now, currently.
Okay.
I just want to tell everybody that I'm gay. What's up?
Okay.
Yep, I like to come out at the beginning of every show.
I'm going to tell you, lots of people have come out on our show.
Yeah, dude. Gay as fuck.
I'm just saying, if you really are coming out, then if you're really coming out, you'd be the third.
Huh?
And he said, if you're really coming out, you'll be the third.
No way, dude.
Yeah.
How can we make that into a CT3 joke?
That's how the wheels start turning.
Speaking of Schwa, tell me about yourself.
Like I said,